is essential. When we discover an IED, we destroy it on site. But when an IED has been placed in an airport or in a very urban area, or it's not possible to destroy it right there. It has to be neutralized, and there have to be specialists. And these are very specializations, if you will. We've worked with France. France has supported us with this. And we will be hosting the African Cup of Nations. And a lot of foreigners will be in Cameroon. And so this will be essential. We are putting together a canine unit as well, so that with the animals, it'll be much easier. And there's also the issue of acquiring material, protection, neutralization, destruction, material, localizers, robots, the detonators, everything else that can be useful in the fight against these, including the water cannons. There's another difficulty, and that's that, and the free circulation, and that's the free circulation of people around the region. This region, some weeks ago, it was declared a free area of free circulation of people. So if there's a presence of IEDs, these IEDs can freely be moved from one area to the next if there is not a fight against them on the sub-regional level. We believe that with our dismantling of ISIS in Syria and Iraq, it is very possible that Central Africa could become a sanctuary unwittingly for those who flee those areas. And often, there are people in Central Africa as well that had left for jihad and will come back to cause deadly damage. They have new technology sometimes as well when they come back, new IED technology. So this is a threat that can target us in the future. With this global threat, we see, as I've said before, a need for a global response. We see this with the training of Nigerian soldiers in Cameroon. We see this with the planned training for the soldiers from Chad and from Gabon. But we also believe that we can benefit or help our experience to benefit the sub-region in general. We believe that if we could create a center for excellence in the fight against IEDs, that would allow for the entirety of the sub-region to benefit from our expertise. And this way we could all fight more firmly against this, because if the fight is waged on the sub-regional level, it can be more efficient.
In conclusion, the fight against IED takes a permanent character which constantly asks for the adaptation of effort and the means of forces in techniques, tactics, and the opening procedure. In Cameroon, it requires additional efforts in terms of reinforcement of material capabilities, partnership in the reinforcement of human abilities, reinforcement of the synergy in the awareness of units and risk education on civilian population. The creation of a sub-regional center of excellence appears as the suitable solution that will permit an effective and suitable fight against the threat. Thank you, Mr. Chair.